Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11. Of the great things God has given to us through the Scripture and through the sacrifice of His Son, one of the richest, one of the most comforting is the great escape that we're able to receive. If we're honest with ourselves and honest with the Scriptures, we know that because of our sin, we all deserve to be lost and go to a sinner's hell. The Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. If all, then I have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death. Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. And the Bible teaches that sinners will have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone. Revelation 20 verses 14 and 15. The great escape is the fact that even though I have sinned, even though the wages of my sin is death and that I deserve to go to hell for my sin, God, through Jesus Christ, has made a way for me to escape my sin. Friend, to understand the value and the importance of this great escape, we need to think about for just a moment what we're escaping from. Have you ever really thought and sat and thought about what hell would be like? Jesus described hell as a lake of fire, Revelation chapter 20, verse 14 and 15. It's described as a place where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth, Matthew chapter 8. It is described as a place where the worm never dies and the fire is not quenched. It's a place prepared for the devil and his angels. Can you imagine anyone in their right mind deciding to go to that place? Well, friend, if we don't obey the gospel, we do decide to go to that place. But the good news is this. Here's the great thing. God has made a way of escape so that I don't have to go to hell. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. We're begging and pleading with you today. Escape the fires of hell by submitting to the gospel, by being obedient to Jesus. He is the author of eternal salvation to all those who obey Him.
Be the glory.